Hey, welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 30. Oh man, we've made it this far. That's like almost the amount of days in the longest month. That's pretty cool. It's the amount of days in the second longest month. So that's neat. I mean, if you count all the first longest months as like tied. Anyways, that was seamless. So here's what I wanted to talk about this episode. I wanted this to be the social media episode because I've got social media, kind of. I'm still figuring things out. We already had Spotify, but whether or not that social media is debated. And we have the Google business page, but nothing really happened with that. I think my profile has comments on it or something, but I don't really know much about that. So, a comment that says, I'm not a villain because I have a leather jacket or because I have personality traits. I can't read the rest. Hold on, I can manage comments. Oh, really? Do I have to use this on the App Store? Oh, it's dumb. Okay, whatever. I'll click it later. But I did, in fact, get a Twitter. I'm at Dan Miss Grambling. It's linked in the Podbean, like, or my podcast website on the sidebar, you know, where everything else is linked. You can find everything linked right on that sidebar. Remember, all you have to do, scroll up to the top of the page, look in the top left corner. There's a triple, like three lines. You click it or tap it or whatever. There's a big thing that says homepage. There's a thing that says listen on Spotify. It says Google business page. There's a thing that says my Twitter. And then you can go see my Twitter. I don't know exactly what I'm using the Twitter for. I'm probably going to announce new episodes. I'm probably going to say some very, very dumb things that come to mind. Because you know what? It's Twitter. I can do whatever I want. The other button that's pretty new, because I just added it, is join the Discord. Now, I'm not going to describe Twitter to you guys, but I do know a bit about Discord, and I don't know if all of you do. So I'm going to describe it for a moment. It's like this big online chat room thing that has a whole bunch of channels. And if you want to come in, I made a server for our podcast or my podcast. Well, you know, it's everyone's podcast. You can all hop on, join, whatever. If anyone wants to call in, that's, you know, it's our podcast. So, anyways, you can come join the Discord. It's also linked on that sidebar. So, and it's got things like a general chat. Oh, yeah. And places to, I don't know, send memes. Whatever. It's just going to be a little casual place. And I'm going to alert people every episode. You can choose. There's like a button you can click to get alerts for my podcast through Discord. And I'm going to alert through Discord, like, it's going to be cool. Don't even worry about it. It'd totally be awesome if you guys joined that. Anyways, now that we've got those things out of the way, it's been 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I've talked about my Twitter. I've talked about the Discord. But what else do I do in a social media episode besides advertise myself? Because you know what? I can advertise myself for a very, very long amount of time. I don't know if you understand how many times I've gone up to someone or like gone into just a random Discord server or an Instagram chat or whatever, or DM or whatever, and just been like, hey, so you want to join my podcast or not join, but you want to listen to my podcast, kid? And is not the fastest way to get new followers, I must admit, but it is. Yeah, it was effective-ish, I guess. People kind of got annoyed with me, but I managed to, in some areas, turn it into a joke where I would just start randomly advertising my podcast. That was a good time. That was a very good time. Now, I'm not saying that that's how you should advertise things. And if you guys wanted to advertise for me, I wouldn't complain, but oh, well. If we just stayed with the current number of users we had for the rest of the time, then I'd be content because I still enjoy talking to the few of you who do listen and like not religiously, but listen to everything I have to say, you know? What else do I have to cover? I think that we're done with all the administrative stuff. So let me just talk about some random social media things that I've been through throughout the years. Discord, I've had a long history with, and for many years. I used to be on Reddit. I check there every once in a while, but I don't really go on there anymore. You're not going to find me on there. Reddit's a scary place. Reddit has some wonderful information, some wonderful memes. It's a wonderful community in a lot of places. But there's a lot of places as well that get very hairy. I don't know. It's better than 4chan, at least. I never really went on 4chan, and I don't intend to, because that place is very, very scary. If you don't know about 4chan, it's a place that's completely, to the best of my knowledge, completely unmoderated. And there's a lot of anti pretty much everything, actually, on there, because they don't have a mod team. So it kind of gets a little hairy. That's a place. So I was on Reddit for a while until I got friends, which, not to dig at Reddit users, but Reddit is sort of like an unsocial media. And in that, even though you have a profile, you might as well be anonymous, because who's going to recognize Jimmy the Slayer 1234? You know, that, you're not going to look at that and be like, ah, yes, I know Jonathan Bartholomew. He is wonderful. No, you don't. You see Jimmy the Slayer 1234. Maybe you remember him from a different post. Maybe you remember that he had a pretty good idea for a new type of soup, and you just know him as the soup guy then. That's it. And because it's relatively anonymous, even though there are profiles, you don't need to have friends to be on there. And you can make friends through there very easily under the guise of anonymity. Anonymity? Is that how you pronounce that? That's probably how you pronounce it. I'm sure I'm fine. And yeah, there's really not much more to say about Reddit. It's quite the place. But I used to be on there, and I went on this place called, it was like the Meme Alliance or something like that. All right. And it was this big subreddit thing that was like a bunch of meme subreddits for posting random memes. And I decided to join the Discord server after, there's this stuff with this dude named Parker. I don't even know. He threatened to dox me, which, if you don't know what doxing is, it's basically just revealing people's personal information online or whatever, but he didn't really have the power to do that. Like, he didn't. So that was what it was. And that led to a painful few months of a lot of stress until I finally quit that life. Which actually shows that history repeats itself, because I've gone to a few Discord servers where it's caused me a ton of stress until I just left or it fell apart. Luckily, my current main Discord server, or servers that I'm in a couple, like ones I actually talk in, are all very mostly stable communities for the most part, and are not at risk to fall apart anytime soon. I'm trying to stay a lot more mentally healthy, a lot more mentally safe. But this Meme Alliance thing, people would like launch attacks on people. It was wild. Like, you would go in and try and raid other subreddits. I don't really know what we were doing. But I ended up becoming a somewhat high-ranking officer in there. And that was back when, I can tell my old name. I used to be known as The Target. That was actually based off a long time ago when I was in this club, right? And I felt that I had been, it was this club for nerds, basically, and I was the one they picked on. And I joked that I was The Target because, you know, like, I'm the kid that the kids who were, a lot of those kids were kind of bullied or otherwise not doing the best. And some of them were really, really nice people and didn't deserve that. And some of the people needed to work on themselves. But that, you know, that's the case with a lot of things. I joked that I was the target, and that name's just sort of stuck. I then had a rebranding because, you know what? The target, it wasn't a healthy nickname, you know? That's not something you say, man, look at that. It's the target. Look at that. Sounds like a stable person. Yeah. But luckily, I've left that area. I haven't talked to almost any of them in a very, very long time. I've kept contact with like one person from that era. And boy, is it just... Reddit's just a time. And Discord, I've had a number of horrible and great things happen. From people trying to attack servers by sending, just spamming really inappropriate things, which is just childish. Like, what? Come on. Is that really necessary? Why? Why? Whatever. Some people have nothing better to do than attack good things. And that makes me very sad. And I hope that they, in their lives, find goodness and hope and love so that they don't need to hurt other people. Anyways, that's enough of that somber mood. I know I gotta eventually wrap this up, but I still got another 3 minutes. So, you know what? That's enough time to do everything. What other? I then started using Instagram after that. And it turns out I liked Instagram a lot better because I could talk with my friends. And it was a different sort of vibe than Discord or than Reddit. Because this was the first place of actual, like, fully social media where I could look and be like, wow, I know what you look like because I follow your page. And that was not a luxury you got in Discord. That was not a luxury you got in Reddit. And there are a lot of people I talked to, I still don't know what they looked like to this day. They could have been anyone. Nowadays on Discord, I mostly talk with some trusted people where I know what a lot of them look like. And that does put my mind at ease a bit, and it's probably a lot healthier. And that's not saying that looks are everything. No, you can't judging people by how they look. I mean, okay, to be fair, judging people by how they look, I think, is a fair baseline assessment. But before you actually say anything that you can act on, or like, okay, if I were to look at you walking in a room, your hair was all ruffled, your clothes were all dirty, you had a bit of a stench about you, I would make some baseline judgments, such as, wow, what happened? Are they okay? Do they have somewhere to get cleaned up? And those baseline judgments would guide my next actions. So, in a way, yeah, judging, I do judge people some. But I try not to let those judgments become prejudices. And I try not to let those judgments guide my actions too far before I know more about them. Because maybe you're dirty because you just went through a big hike in the woods and you fell down a hill. And I don't know that. It's impossible for me to know that. So I will open up with, hey, are you okay? What's going on? And if you say, yeah, I just took a bit of a tumble, then my mind will be put at ease. So I think that making snap judgments isn't necessarily a bad thing, but you can't do anything that will end up hurting people or make massive judgment calls just based off looks alone. All right, we've got about 30 seconds left, so it's time for the song that's been on my mind all episode, and this is actually going to be the Tuba Archmage Boss Theme by Noah Giesler. And I would actually consider this song my boss theme if I were to just fight and have boss music. I just think it's very, very cool. It's like 2 minutes. I would totally go look it up. It's also on Spotify as well as YouTube. All right. That's about all the time we have for today. I'm going to hit the comedy button and Goodbye.